A favorable mix of weather will occur across the U.S. Midwest as we move forward through this next full week to a week and a half. There shouldn't be any huge issues in front of most of the region. We do still have some late planting that needs to be completed, but I think that the field work will manage to get done around what precipitation is expected to occur. But we do have also a little bit of a cooler air mass expected to seep into parts of the north central U.S. and parts of the northwestern Corn Belt as we finish out this week and move into the weekend, and that will slow down drying rates. So that's the only negative issue that I can see at this point in time. Most of the precipitation that falls across the upper Midwest and the northern plains will be somewhat lighter intensity than that which we saw over the past week, and that'll be helpful in allowing for some drying to take place across the region between weather events. In the meantime, there will be two waves of significant rain across the lower portions of the Midwest. This first wave is already getting underway this morning, and it's actually not in the lower Midwest, but it will eventually get there. This is in South Dakota and Nebraska, and these thunderstorms that are occurring there will intensify quite a bit as we go through the day today and become a significant precipitation event for Iowa as we go into the afternoon, evening, and overnight hours. We'll end up with some 1 to 3 and some local 4-inch plus amounts of rainfall across parts of that region, and those storms will work their way into west central Illinois by tomorrow morning. We'll see similar amounts of heavier rainfall occurring in that region at that time. The storms will continue to move east-southeastward from there during the day tomorrow. They will lose some intensity during the daylight hours, or at least during the late morning and early afternoon. We will see the precipitation intensify again tomorrow evening and tomorrow night as the thunderstorms finally reach into southern Ohio and parts of eastern Kentucky. Following this particular round of thunderstorms, there will be a series of thunderstorms that will impact portions of Kansas and Missouri in particular. This will occur Thursday into Saturday, and enough rain will fall in the multiple waves of rain that will end up with some saturated soil and some localized flooding possible. Rain totals of 1 to 3 and some local 4 and 5 inch amounts may occur across some of that region. The precipitation will probably not cause a lot of serious flooding because the ground down deep is not that wet and will be able to absorb a lot of the moisture because it occurs over 3 days instead of all at once over a 1-24-hour period of time. In the second week of the two-week forecast across the Midwest, we're still expecting more of the same, a good balance between rain and sunshine. There'll probably be less intensity in the rainfall that occurs in the second week of the outlook, and there may also be a little bit of a return of warmer weather. The temperatures are going to turn quite a bit cooler later this week, and high temperatures in the northern plains may fall into the upper 50s and 60s during this latter part of the week, Thursday and Friday in particular. We may see some low temperatures in Montana and portions of North Dakota getting down into the middle and upper 30s, but not in key crop areas of the Midwest. In fact, the Midwest low temperatures will not be any cooler than mostly the 40s and some 50s during the cooler days. But we will see some afternoon highs limited to the 70s with some 60s in the northwestern parts of the region during the cooler days at the end of this week. There will be a warming trend that will take place as we move towards the late weekend and early part of next week, and as the warmer air returns, we'll probably have an increased possibility of rain and thunderstorms once again, and that just perpetuates the favorable pattern that we've just got through discussing. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.